bottom of Kufnun Vav on the Dalai. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to make a new hole in a kli, but you're allowed to add to an existing one. The Gemara says, what's the difference between adding and making a new one? Because really, the holes that you're making here in the kelim are not to be an entrance and an exit, just to take things out. So they're not really menatar. The reason they made a gzera not to make holes like that is because we're afraid you'll make a hole in a lul shel tarnigolim, which doesn't look like it's an entrance and exit, but it is, because it takes out the bad air and brings in the good air. But people think it's just there to let air in, not to let air out. So therefore, since it's not something that people would realize in this or the Raisa, that you make holes in other things, you'll make a hole here too. But people don't add to holes in a lul shel tarnigolim. They don't make it bigger, because they're afraid that, that's what Gemara says, the bala hoshit moshit or supi body belush or tarnigol lo osilas say mishum richesha, because they don't want rodents or whatever to get in and kill the chickens. They don't make the hole too big, so I'm not afraid you're going to add to a hole, an existing hole in a lul, because people don't do that. So therefore, to make a hole that's only an entrance and not an exit, or vice versa, there's nothing to be gozer for. The yesh omrin ein moshit. Some hold you're even not allowed to add. And we are afraid that you'll add to a hole by a lul shel tarnigolim, and therefore they answered adding to any hole. Why? Zibni below takne mikara, vasi larvuche be. Sometimes you didn't make it proper in the beginning, and you want to add a little bit to make it the normal size. And therefore, we're afraid that if we allow you to add to any hole, you'll come to add to a hole in a lul shel tarnigolim too. Dorish of nachmishum yochan halacha kieshomer. Halacha is like the Yeshomrin, that even to add to an existing hole is awesome. Rashi mishum richshosh lo yikanis bo sheretz, that a rodent shouldn't go into the lul, kigom nemiya, the chulda, what's it called, a weasel or a rat or whatever, shememisim esatarnigolim, to kill the chickens. Zimden lo takne meikore, shiyehe kedei lehotzi hevel, lehachnis tzaver, sometimes you didn't make it big enough to be an exhaust for the bad air, and to bring in good air to the chickens, and therefore you'll once it called add to it. So we're afraid that if you let you add to other ones, you'll add to this too. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Lo Shanu V'Shavin Shenopin Nekev Yoshin L'Chatchila. But you're allowed to reopen an old hole that got stuffed up. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Lo Shanu L'Makom Ha'Asu L'Shamer. That's only if the hole in the cask of the barrel that was stuffed up or that was plugged up was only made l'shamer, to guard the aroma of the wine. Aval l'chazik osur, but if the plug was put into the basket, the barrel, in order to strengthen the barrel, then it's like it was reclosed completely and now you're opening a new thing, right? If the plug was made to strengthen the barrel, so it's like the barrel has been rebuilt. And now if you open it up, it's like you're opening up a hole to begin with. So Gemara says, Hechi Domi L'Sham or Hechi Domi L'Chazik. How do you know if the hole was plugged up just to protect the aroma of the wine? And how do you know if it was plugged up to make the cask of wine stronger? Amar Rav Chisda L'Malam in Hayayin Zeh L'Sham. If the hole was above the wine level, so then you're not making the cask stronger, you're just holding in the aroma of the wine. L'mata min ayayin, but if it's below the wine level where the wine could come out, so now you're putting in this plug to hold the wine in. That's to strengthen the barrel that the wine shouldn't come out. Zeh l'chazik. Rava Omar, Rava says differently. L'mata min hayayin nomi zeh l'shamer. It could be below the wine level and still be l'shamer. But v'hechi domi l'chazik, what's called where you put in the plug to strengthen the barrel, if it's all the way at the bottom, underneath where the lees are, then that strengthens the whole barrel. And then if you would leave the hole, all the wine would come out. So when you put the plug in, you're putting the plug in to make the barrel secure. And then taking the plug out is like making a new hole in the barrel. Amarle Abaya L'Rava. So Abaya said to Rava, Tanya de Messiah. There's a brisa that supports you, that this is the idea of that plug is only considered the chazik that it's as if the barrel was remade, and now taking out the plug is like making a new thing if it's mamish at the bottom of the thing. But if it's anywhere else, that wouldn't be considered like you remade the barrel and now you're remaking a hole. But it's just a plug. It's just a cap, which you're taking on and off. Where's the case? Bayis sosu. Yesh lo arba amas. What's it called? If you have a chotzer, and the halacha is that how much room in a chotzer we give to each priest. So people have open rooms into a chotzer. So as many openings, door openings as there are, that's how much they get arba amos for each opening of the door in the chotzer, for the width of the door and the length into the chotzer of arba amos, for each door that they have. Everybody who has a house that opens up into the chotzer gets, what's it called, arba amos in the chotzer across his door. So if you have two doors, you get eight amos in the chotzer. If you have one door, you get four amos, and so on. So, if you have a house that the door's closed up, you still get your arba amos. Because even though the door's closed up, it's easy to open it, or whatever, it's still considered like the doorway is there. It's closed, but it's basically, you could open it, and it's still considered a doorway. So if you took away the door frame completely, and boarded it up. In other words, if you have a door and you boarded it up, that's still considered a door because basically it's a door that's boarded up. But if you took off the door frame and boarded it up, then it's no more a door. It's not a doorway anymore. Now it's a wall. You've remade, and now if you open it up, you're basically making a new door in the wall. So the door is not there anymore. The door is not there anymore. It's not a Pesach. You don't get four amos in the chazir. Another halacha, bayis sosum, ein matame kos divav. If you have a room that has a door, and you boarded up the door, but you left the frame. So now it's a door with boarded up. So the halacha is, if you have a mace inside, so the mace is not metame all around. It's the tumor remains with inside the room. Since it has a place to go out, right, the tumor remains inside the room. But parenthesis petzimov, if you took off the door frame completely and boarded it up, so now it's a room without a door. So it becomes like a kever, Rashi says. And a kever is metame arba amos all around it. And now this vault, which has no doorway, becomes like a kever, and it's metame arba amos all around. That's how Rashi learns. So Paras says, see, metame kos nivav. It's metame all around for arba amos. Let's see Rashi. Lo shanu, denokvin, that you're allowed to put a hole, remake the hole. In other words, to take out the cork, the plug. Ela b'makom d'stima zu lo nasis elu lishmo reich hayayin. That's only where the plug was made to hold in the aroma of the wine. Shalo yetze, v'yiskalko. V'kina v'lav stima ma'al yisa'avde lo lav klumu. Since it's not a complete closure, so when you open it up, you're not opening something. You're opening like a what's it called, something that was really open and just is temporarily closed. So since it's only temporarily closed, you're not making a new hole. You're just reopening the old hole. That's fine. L'chazik shi'chazik ha'kli shelo yetze yeno. But if you put in the plug to strengthen the cask so the wine shouldn't come out, ho'el u'stima ma'al yasehi, that's considered like you remade the cask. And now when you take out the plug, you're making a new hole, right? The old hole is bought. So ki hader nakid la havikaposef lechatzil. It's like making a new hole. Lamat min hayayin nomin l'shameru. So Reb Chisda said, how do you know if it's to strengthen the cask or just to hold in the, whether it's considered a hole with a closure or it's considered like you were mavakal the hole? It depends where it is. If it's above the wine level, then it's just to keep in the aroma. Then you don't do it so strongly. But if it's beyond below the wine level, where the wine could seep out, you make sure that you close it tightly, then it's like you mavatel the hole, and now if you open it up, you're making a new hole. Even the lav, similar thing would be cans. Opening a can. It just has a top on it, right? The can was closed with a top. and the top is made to take off, so that's not making a kli. The can was still open, and the top is considered a door, and you're opening the door on the can. But if when they make the can, right, the top is not made to take off anymore. It seals the can, it's sealed around. So now opening the top would be making a kli. You can rebut the kli. That would be a similar kind of thing. What kind of cans you'd be allowed to open, right? A bottle top, a glass bottle with a metal cap. So that's not mevatel the kli. It's a glass bottle with a metal cap. It's made to take off. But if you have a cap that is mevatel the kli, right? It now it's not just a cap that comes off. It's now there's no kli anymore. Taking off the cap would mean making a new kli, and that would also be similar to this case. Okay. Lamatu min hayayin nami l'shamer hu, kiven d'lav kovid hayayin nishalav, even though it's below the wine level, but it doesn't have to really hold the wine in, doesn't have to be so tight, because the pressure of the wine on the side, even below the wine level, is not so great. Sogi le b'stima koldu, it's enough just to put a plug in that's minimally tight. So that's not called being mevatel the hole. Lamatim in Ashmarim, but if it's mamish in the bottom, Eitz Shula, Shekov Kovet Ayay Nishim Shom, that's where the entire weight of the wine is there. And therefore, you have to put in a very tight plug to make sure the wine doesn't seep out because there's a lot of pressure against it. That's already called that you mavatl the hole, and opening it again would be like opening a new one. Tanya the Messiah, Loch de Loparka, Shem Pesach Mine Ela Bestima Malgisla. Similar to what Rab said. Rava said that what's it called, that only a real tight closure is considered like you mevatel the opening and you're starting it from anew. This is the brisa that says it. Bayis sosim yeshu ba'amimus, kaimelam v'bava basra, chotzer mischalekes l'fi psochecha. Bava basra, the Gemara establishes that if you have a chotzer, and a lot of houses opened into the chotzer, so now you want to split up the chotzer, so each one gets four amas into the chotzer opposite their doorway that opens into the chotzer. Lefi pesach habatim apsuchim lo. In bo lechalik es hachotzer bein shnayim, shehoye lezeh bayi shepos psuchim lo lechotzer. Shnei psuchim. One guy had a house with two doorways that opened into the chotzer. Lezeh bayi shepsuchim lo lechotzer dalip psuchim. This guy had four doorways opened into the chotzer. So note lechol pesach arba amas bechotzer. So for the length of the doorway, you get four amas into the chotzer for every doorway you have. Neged pischo, lemidas rocha pischo. Hashar chokim b'shochem. The rest of the chotzer you split up evenly. But first you divide up the chotzer lefi doorways. Each one gets four amas in front of his doorway, whatever how many doorways he has, to do what he has to do to get into the house. They used to do whatever they had to do in the chotzer and leave their animals there, unpack them or whatever. So everybody needed four amas in front of their door to do what they had to do. So first you get your four amas for all your doorways. Whatever's left of the chotzer after that, you split evenly. What happens if one of the doorways is closed up? You board it up. Kodim chalukas hachotzer, before you split up the chotzer. Velok piritzes b'sim, but you didn't take away the door frame. You just board it up, you put boards over the door to close it off. Elastan, bein shnei p'tzimim, eno matzidin pisco, that still remains a Pesach. It's a Pesach that's boarded up, but it still remains a Pesach. Kiritz says p'tzima, but if you took off the door frame and put a board there instead and closed it up, the achrakach sosmo, pokashin Pesach, then it's not a Pesach anymore. It's not a door that's closed up, it's a wall. Now if you open it up again, so you're opening a new door. So then the door is gone, and therefore you don't get four amas connected that place that used to be a door. Bayis sosum, another halacha, the hames besocho. You have a room, and you boarded up the door, and there's a mace inside. Ain't a matami sviba. Still, the door is considered like it's there, and a room with a door, the tumah stays within the room. Parach katsima, if you took away the door frame, this sasmo, and then you put a board there in place of the door, closing up that opening. Nasa kever. So now the room is completely closed up. There is no doorway. You have a vakla doorway. So that becomes a kever, right? And a matami sleeve of daladamas. A kever is metame all around outside of it for Dalarama's mitrabana. Because we're afraid that you won't know how close to come to the kever. Tosfos argues on this, he says, well, a room, you know how close to come. See, so he learns a different pshat. But this is how Rashi learns. So only exera the rabbanon, the tumor really doesn't go outside the walls. The rabbanon from metame, 4 amas around, because maybe you'll come too close, you won't realize that you're overhanging the room or whatever. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to other things of halachas of opening openings in a barrel. Gufsa. Gufsa is a spigot. A round, wooden hollow thing that you stick into the hole in the barrel to make the wine come out. A spigot. So, what's halacha? Rava asur Shmuel shari. Rav holds it's asur to put a spigot in a barrel on Shabbos, and Shmuel holds mutter. Mechatech lechatchila dekulei amalo pligid asur. To make the spigot to begin with, cut it to size, either to shave off so it'll fit into the hole, or make it bigger, smaller, that for sure is asur. Mechatech, it's cutting something to size. That's one of the malachas. The hadure dekulei amalo pligid asur. If it came out, you just want to put it back in without having to do anything, right? Everybody holds that's mutter. What's the problem with putting a spigot into a hole so that the wine come out? Right? Keep pligay the chaticha velo masakna. The machlokis is if it was cut already, but lo masakna. Rashi learns, let's see, good. So it's koa kona chol benekav achavis sheyitzayayin derech hakona. You want to put a tube into the hole to serve as a spigot, and the wine should come out of the tube. Mechatech letakno lemidos hanekav. If you, want to shave it down, cut it to size, that for sure is awesome. Hadure nothing, if it fell out, you want to put it back in, everybody holds that smutter. So where's the machlokas? The lomasakna. Lo nitna benekev leida nidasohi. Rashi learns lomasakna means that it was made completely, but you never put it into the hole even one time. So you're not sure if it really is the right size. So there's a chash that when Shabbos comes, and you'll try to put it into the hole and it won't fit, you'll cut it down to size. And then you'll be over an issue. So therefore, one holds that we're afraid that since it was never put into the hole, you can't put it in there for the first time, because it may not fit, and you'll end up forgetting and cutting it to size. And the other one holds, no, we're not afraid of that. Or it says, Ki pli lechidiv lo sakta, man da osir gazrina, dilma osir lemichtach, lechadchila, man da shari lo gazrina. One holds that you're, not allowed to put it in the first time, because it may not fit, and you'll end up cutting it. And the other ones are not afraid of that. Usually you cut it to size, it'll fit. The Rabbeinu Chanan learns here, the chotech v'lo masakta means that it's cut to size, but not completely. It needs a little bit of to be fixed with your hand, not with a utensil. You can, fool around with it with your hand to get it to fit. So one holds, we're afraid that you'll come to do it with a kli. And the other one holds, no, since it only needs a little bit of work with your hand, that's not called mechatech. Okay. Uman deshori logos tanoi. And this reminds us, like the machlokos tanoi, this machlokos, between Rav and Shmuel, there's a similar machlokos of tanoi. Ein chotkin shvoferes biyontif, you're not allowed to cut a tube on yontif to make it fit to size. That's us. Vein tzarek lom v'shash shuli, not on Shabbos. Nofla machzir en osa v'shabbos, vein tzarek lom or biyontif. If it fell out and it was already made to size, then you're allowed to put it back even on Shabbos and surely on yontif. Rabbi Yoshia mekel. Then Rabbi Yoshia is mekel. Someone says, what is Rabbi Yoshia hai? What's he going on? Everybody said that what's it was makel and what? That you're allowed to cut it? Right? And everybody agrees you're allowed to put it back, so what's your makel? Ilay ma reisha hakamasak in mana. Can't go back on the reisha that Rabbi Yoshia's makel, that you're even allowed to cut a tube to make a spigot on Shabbos and Yontif. That can't be. Ela sefer, it's going on the sefer. Tanakam anami mishri kashari. The Tanakam also is motor. Ela dechatichavolo masak. It must be talking in the middle case. where it's already, it's not, it's what's it called, it's not made, everybody holds shasur. Where you made it and it was in and it fell out, everybody holds a smotrich. So where's the case of Yoshi is Mekel, where you made it already, but you didn't put it in ever? That's the shiloh, whether we're afraid that it's not going to fit and you're going to end up cutting it down to size, or we're not afraid it's not going to fit. So the Ela de Chaticho velo misak meka benayu. Mar sover gazrinan, or mar sover lo gazrinan. Dorash of Shesha Bereder of Edi, Mishmeder of Yochanan, Halachas of Yosha. Halachas of Yosha, that we're not afraid that if it's already made to size and you never put it in, according to Rashi, that you're going to end up cutting it to size because it's not going to fit. Usually people make it, they're Mishai are good and it's going to fit and it's not going to be a problem. If it doesn't fit, you're not going to end up cutting it to size either. Rashi. E lema da reisha lechotfalos lechafosa. If Yoshi is going back on the reisha, you're allowed to cut it and smooth it and sand it down. Nobody holds that smother. Okay. The imhoisa nekuva, right? If it was, you had a hole, you shouldn't fill the hole with wax. You shouldn't smear it with wax because that's a different malacha of mimareach, which is a tolva mimachik, of smoothing out leather. So Mishra, now the Mishra says, what about not wax? Wax is more of a solid kind of thing that you can smear. But what about oil, thick oil? Can you use thick oil to close the hole? Obviously it's not going to hold the wine in, but it's going to hold the taste and the smell, the aroma. Rav Osir Shmuel, sorry. Rav says it's Osir, Shmuel says Mutter. Manda Osir Gazrini Mishum Shaiva. Really, oil is not Mimareach. Because it's too liquid, right? It won't hold its smoothness, right? Only temporarily. So it's not really memareach. But we're afraid that if you let you use thick oil, you'll end up using wax, and that will hold. And the one who holds its mutter holds we don't make such a gzera. People will know that oil is different than wax, and they'll smooth out the oil, but they won't smooth out the wax. Omer le Rav Shmuel bar bar Chanu Rav Yosef. V'feirish Amr Slo Mishmei the Rav Mishka Shari. Right? So it comes out over here that Rav said that oil is also, thick oil is also to use to close up a hole. And Rav Shmuel bar bar Chanu said to Rav Yosef, when we learned by you told us v'feirish that Rav said it's mutter. So how could you tell us here that what's it called, how could it be that Rav said it's also, you told us Rav said it's mutter? Omar Tavos Rishpa Omar Shmuel. So Tavos Rishpa was some kind of a net, a guy who made nets, or he was a hunter, and he spread nets, but he was also a Talmud Chacham. So he said the name of Shmuel. Okay, so that's it. That's the end of that. What's it called? That you can't say the Rav said it's Osir, because Rav Yosef, you told us B'Feirish that Rav said it was Mutter. Okay, now a new thing. Momar Tavos Rishpa Omar Shmuel. Hai Tarpa, the Osa Osir. You have a leaf of a hadas, a bigger leaf, and you make a gutter to put in the hole so it comes out. It's like a funnel. But it's not a funnel. You know, you take the leaf and it's shaped. You shape it down and you make a spout. That's it, a spout. Right. So you're making a spout out of the leaf, so the wine will come in a smaller thing. Instead of coming out of the hole all over, it'll stay in one small place. So it's a spout. The leaf is being made into a spout. So, Hai Tavis Rishba said the name of Shmuel, it's also to do that. My time, Rav Yemer Midifti Omer Gzer Mishum Marzi. So Rav Yemer Midifti said, we're afraid that if you let him make a gutter like this, he'll make a gutter for the rain on his roof. He won't see a difference. Here I'm making a spout, I'll make a rain spout on my roof. And that's Hakos. Rav Ashi Omer Gzeira Shema Yikto. And Rav Ashi says, no, it's a different. We're not afraid that a guy's going to take a leaf, use it as a spout in a barrel, and think he can make a rain spout. That's up. What we're afraid is that he'll have leaves on a branch that's not connected to the ground. And he'll pull the leaf off to be able to make it into a spout. And that's where he's making a kli. When the leaf is connected to the branch, it's not fit to make a spout. When you take it off the branch, again, we're not talking about a branch that's connected to the ground. You're making it now fit to be a kli, which it wasn't before. So that's tikkun mana. You're making a kli on Shabbos. You're taking something that couldn't have been that kli when it was connected to the branch. You're taking it off the branch and making it possible now to make a kli. That's awesome. My binayu, it could be now the kotim umanchi manchi. Well, you have a lot of leaves already, erev Shabbos, and we're not going to afraid you to take off more. You don't need any more. You have plenty of leaves to make spouts. So if the reason is, if you make the spout, you may come to make a spout in your roof, then it's still awesome. But if the reason is because we're afraid you may take a leaf off the branch, you don't need leaves. You have plenty of leaves. You're not going to take leaves off the branch. Rashi. Mishcha, shemen av, very thick oil. Also the marcho, you're not allowed to smear it. Tarfa da aso, losis alo shal hadas benekev achavis, to put a leaf from a hadas in the hole in the barrel. Sheha'ala osikamarzi, it's made like a spigot, like a spout. The hayayin zov derasham, the wine will go through this spout. Zerashumi marziv, shemi yachin marziv, we're afraid that you'll make a spout on your roof. Shemi yikdom ha'ala min ha'anaf, we're afraid you'll take the leaf off the branch that's already separated from the ground. The kiva dekanti havalekim asakin kli. By taking the leaf off the branch, you're making it into a kli. You can't take a splinter out of a log on Shabbos or Yontif to use it as a toothpick, because you're making it. By taking the splinter away from the log, you're making a kli that you're using now to clean your teeth. It's masakim monis. It's makavapatish. It's bona, whatever one it is. It's either makavapatish or it's bona. You made a toothpick, or you finished off a kli. Beisadja, Rashi, Beisadja, the Vodim Shikorim Paltras, Vasuin Lakaplan Tachta, Bemokum Hakaro Akesis. It's some kind of mat, matting, padding, that people use to sit on. Okay? It's like a mat to sit on. But it's padded mat. So, Rav Osir Ushmul Shari. So Rav Osir, Lahavio Derech Malbush Derech Rishus Aravim, Shuma Utetov. Shabbos like this. You want to sit down Rishus Aravim. Okay, there's a parade on Shabbos. You want to go sit down in the middle of the Rishus Aravim, watch the parade. So you don't have a chair. You can't carry a chair into Rishus Aravim. So you want to wear this padding around you like a talus, and that way you'll get it into Rishus Aravim to sit on. So Rav says it's Osir, and Shmuel says it's Mutter to wear it. So now the Gemara says like this. Barakin bikulei amalok ligidishari. If it's very soft padding, so that's something that people could wear. It's wearable. So that's okay. The kashin, if it's hard mats, hard padding, nobody wraps hard padding around them and wears it, so you're carrying it. Bikulei amalok ligidishari. Then everybody holds it awesome. Ki plige bimitsoi. The machlokas is, it's not so hard, but it's not so soft. It's in between. Manda Osir Mevzikamasi. The one who says it's Osir says it looks like you're carrying it. That it's not. It is wearable, but that's not what people do. So it looks like you're carrying it. Manda Shari Lamevzikamasi. The one who holds its mutter says since it's medium, and you could wear it, it's called wearing. B'had the Rav Lavatayrish in her element of other. That which Rav said that it's Osir, he didn't say it Mevzikamasi, but we learned it from something that he did. Why? The Rav Iklalahu Asra, Rav went to some place, the Lohavi Le Ravcha, there wasn't room for everybody to sit, so people spread outside to sit. Nothik Yoshi the Carmelist, so they spread out into a Carmelist to sit down. Aisi Le Beisadja, so they brought him wearing these Beisadjas. Okay, they wore the padding, so you could sit on a mat. So they wore it outside into the Carmelist. Lo Yoshi. And he wouldn't sit on it. Shaman de Chazah Sovereign Mishun de Beisadja Osir. The one who saw Rav didn't sit on it, he assumed the reason Rav didn't sit on it because he held it was Osir to bring there. So he didn't want to be Nehenna from something people were over in Isser to bring into a Karmelis. The Lohi, that wasn't really the case. Right? De Rav Achruze Machris Beisadja Shori, because Rav said to Teirish that even the medium ones are Mutter. Not only the real soft ones, even though that case must have been it was medium soft. Not too soft, not too hard. So that's where the machlokas was. And still, Rav said it's mutter. So why didn't Rav sit down? Mishum covered Rabbi Seidel Yoshev Alav. Maninu Rav Kahana Ravasi. Rav Kahana Ravasi were there, who were Talmidim Chaverim of Rav. They were his peers, but he respected them as if, what's it called, they were his equals, and they didn't have enough mats, only for him. So he, out of respect for the other two who were sitting on the ground, he also sat on the ground. He refused to sit on the mat. The Nakas Yel was also to bring there. He also motor to bring there too. Rav also Labio Derek Malvus Derek Rav Shumotupo. Barachim Shadarku Mishanbohem, ones that are soft, that you, that's normal to wear this kind of padding. So you can wear it, it's called wearing. The Shara the Malvushen. Velo Havili Rav, the Bayas, Lamaka Moshav, and Shal Talmidim. There was no room for all the Talmidim, so some of them, what's it called, sat outside in the Carmelis. Mishum covered Rav Hussainu, Shvahoyolahem, Dover Leishi, Velo Yoshua Gabikarka, Rav Kahan Ravasi, Talmidei Chaveirim Hoyolah. They were his Talmidim, but they were more his peers. So out of respect for them, they didn't have mats to sit down on. He didn't sit down on them either.
Where is?
So it comes at the end, is the machlokas. In the end, that which you said, Rav said it's Osir, he never said that. We inferred that Rav held it's Osir, as more says. He never said it. We inferred it, and we inferred it wrong. Whoever inferred it wrong. So this is the machlokas on the medium ones. Right. Okay. I'm going to stop here just to take the 5 minutes that we have to go back to some of the things that we didn't speak about. We had the case before, the Mishnah that we had before, of something that was cooked before Shabbos. You were allowed to soak in a Kli Rishon on Shabbos. So Rashi learns that it was cooked before Shabbos completed. That's when you're allowed to re-cook it on Shabbos, as long as you're not re-cooking in a way that looks like cooking. Putting in a Kli Rishon, putting it near the fire, you can't put it on the fire, even though there's no cooking, it looks like you're cooking. That's awesome. The Rashba learns that anything that was cooked, Kimaichel Ben Brusahi, the one third or one half of its total cooking, that's called cooking on Shabbos. You're chayav for that. Then anything that's cooked after that is not chayav anymore. Once it was cooked, Kimaichel Ben Brusahi, more cooking is not going to be chayav. And therefore, the Rashba holds, if you cooked it even one third or one half before Shabbos, you're allowed to put it into a Kli Rishon and let it cook the rest of the way. That's one machlokas. Another, from here we learn that ein bishul achar bishul. That this is according to Rashi, even according to Rashba, but something was cooked already before Shabbos. Cooking it again is not awesome. The tzlach first of all is a shayla, where this only applies to Shabbos, but it applies to other isurim. For instance, you cooked basar b'cholav, now you cook it again. Are you over an issur of cooking basar b'cholav? So it's a shayla he has, right? If it applies to all isurim or only to Shabbos. Wherever there's an isur bishul, ain bishul achar bishul, or only on Shabbos, because melechus machshavas, it's not considered bishul the second time. But in other things, it is considered bishul. That's a shayla. But the tzlach says that if you cook meat separately, and then you cook milk separately, and then you cook them together, everybody holds your chayla. Because you never cook the milk and meat together. It's the first time they're being cooked together. So even cooking cooked milk and cooked meat together, but now the cooking of the milk and meat is new, that's awesome. Reholds that this is only by something, ain bishul achar bishul is only by something that's dry. But something that is a liquid that you cooked up, and then it cooled off, that yesh bishul achar bishul. Okay? And the Shulchan Aruch holds like that. The Ramah adds that that's only if it cooled off completely. But if it didn't cool off completely, then ein bishul achar bishul afilu, what's it called, afilu bilach. And the Ran is cholek, and he holds that even by something liquid, ein bishul achar bishul. The Shaila of the Ramah is machlokas in the Ramah, what the Ramah means, right? Does he hold yesh bishul achar bishul the lach, but if it didn't cool down completely, then ain bishul achar bishul? Or he holds really ain bishul achar bishul, but he's machmer that if it cooled down completely, you have to be machmer, right? Even though we hold ain bishul achar bishul, but if it's still warm, then you don't have to be machmer, right? Nafkamina is, what's it called, is what the Ran's saying, a chumra, nikra adin, ain't bishul achar bishul, right? And therefore, according to the one who says, yesh bishul achar bishul, this is also awesome. Or no, even the one who holds, yesh bishul achar bishul balah, but this would be mutter. And that's the shayla. What, when the Ramah says it's just a chumra, but this nikra adin, and it's only going according to the man the Omer who holds, ain't bishul achar bishul. Okay. How much is considered liquid? If you have something, a solid with a liquid together with it, right? So if you have a solid and the liquid is not noticeable by itself, everybody holds that's called a solid. Like you have something with a little gravy on top of it or whatever, noodles that are moist, but there's no accumulation of moisture by itself, that everybody holds as dry. But if you have a little bit of accumulation, then the Mechaber holds that as long as the Yosef holds, that as long as the rotav, the liquid, is the minority, that's called dry. And the, what's it called, right, and the Rav Shulchan Aruch holds even a little bit of gravy separate is considered lach. It's not bottled to the what's it called, to the dry, and that's how we're knowing, right? We're Ashkenazim are knowing that any amount of liquid that's separate, even if it's the meat, right, you have meat sitting in a liquid, the meat is more than the liquid, it's still awesome because of the liquid. And in Sardim hold that as long as the liquid is less than the solid, that's not considered a liquid. One more thing. let's just finish this. Soaking something in a kli rishon, okay, could be an issur d'oraisa if it's something that was never cooked. So a kli rishon cooks just like on the fire. And as Yerushalmi, this mash is only the rabbanan, that only cooking over a fire is the d'oraisa, because that's the derech to cook. But by soaking something, something, a hot thing off the fire, that's shaloka derech, only osim of the rabbanan. But from our gemara's mash, it's d'oraisa. Now, iri kli rishon, pouring from a kli rishon onto something that wasn't cooked. So some hold that iri kli rishon is not like a kli rishon, and it's just like you put it into a, what's it called, a kli sheni, right? And it's not mavashel. And some hold rishonim, that iri kli rishon is considered like a kli rishon. Pouring out of a kli rishon, right, is mamish like the kli rishon, it's not like a kli sheni, and it's mavashel. The Rabbeinu Tam holds iri kli rishon is kli rishon, and what's it called? And therefore, what's it called? The argumara that says that anything that wasn't cooked before Shabbos, you're allowed to pour hot water on it on Shabbos, except for the things that are easily cooked, like the Spanish mackerel, right? It's not talking where you pour it from in a kli rishon, because Rabbeinu Tam holds usually kli rishon is kli rishon. If you put it in a kli rishon, it's osur. Pouring from a kli rishon is osur. So the argumara has to be talking about where you pour it from a kli sheni. So you pour it from a kli sheni on it, right? And soaking it in the kli sheni would also be awesome. So that's how the Rabbeinu Tam holds. And the kool ice, even iri kli sheni is awesome, because it's gemar melachto. Here, even though kli sheni is normally not mevashel, iri kli sheni, but iri kli sheni on something that's easily cooked is awesome. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam. And the Magen Avraham says you should be machmer like the Rabbeinu Tam. It comes out, you should never soak anything in a kli sheni, because maybe it's mikalei avishim. You can't even pour from a kli sheni on things, because maybe it's kalei avishim. So only a kli shlishi, right? That's what Mishnah Berurah also holds like that. And the great towel is makel by shriya to soak something in a kli sheni, also you're allowed to soak it. But to pour, what's it called, but it's something that's easily cooked, even to pour from a cliche is also awesome. Okay. Okay, so that's what's it called? That's according to Rabbeinu Tam, kali habishul, like this Spanish mackerel, something's easily cooked, or that the cooking finishes it off, what's it called? It's also even to pour from a cliche. And the Mishnah Berurah is a suffix, is that only where it's yatzo lettuce bo? Or since over here it's so easily cooked, even that yatzo lettuce bo can finish it off. Finish it off to eat it, right? The Mordechai The way the Levush and the Prima Gadim understand them hold it, even cold water to put on this mackerel is awesome. Because it's not so much cooking, it's makav patish. You're finishing off a food that wasn't edible before, and by rinsing it, you're taking away the salt, right, and making it edible. Making a food edible is makav patish. It's not cooking, therefore it has nothing to do with heat. Even cold water will be osur, and the Orech HaShulchan and the Chayyovim pack a hold like that. And therefore, there's some who say, if you hold that there's such a thing as makav patish, it's not us cooking these things, right? It's rinsing the fish. But it's us makav patish, then making anything that wasn't fit to eat the way that it was into a food should be osur on Shabbos. Therefore, making coffee on Shabbos should be osur, even if it's not gasol by this book. Even making Kool-Aid or something that you couldn't eat. The coffee was not edible the way it was in the powder form. Now you mix it with water, you make it an edible thing. So it could be that such a thing will be also. The minigah hold them is for sure not like that. That it's only out bishul, and if there's no din of bishul, if it's not yatzal lettuce bow, or it's klishlishi or something, that it's okay to make, right? Or if it was cooked before shot, whatever the heterim are, that's not bishul, that there's no makav patish when it comes to open. I'm telling you that the Orech HaShulchan and the Chayyodim both hold that there is such a thing as makav patish, and it could be according to them. But the minigah olam is to be matur to make all these things. We're not koshish for makav patish by open.